And those walking down 9th Avenue in Prince George this month may come across an inviting smell. Those curious enough to follow that smell will find themselves in the Nezlebeanye Society. There, two men spend the days hacking and carving at a massive slab of fragrant yellow cedar. Our associate producer, Jordan Tucker, brings us this story.
You notice how I'm holding the chisel? Well, I am also concentrating on without looking. I can do this with my eyes closed because I have balance. Eh? Watch. I am Leonard Paquette. I'm considered a master carver. You know? I've been carving for about 45 years every day. You know? Today I'm working on a 4x8 yellow cedar spiritual canoe, warrior's canoe, and it represents all the tribes of Canada. But I still got a lot of work to go, but another month.
I just work on something like something small like this. This is just a feather, but it's got a curve in it. Everybody that I know does feathers, and they do flat feathers. They don't do the twist in the feather that you can actually hang up and it'll twist in the wind. It looks really nice when it's finished. It'll be all sanded and painted and stained. Okay, my name is Murphy George. I'm a beginner carver. I've been carving for 4 years. I'm working with Glenn on this mural. It's a 8 feet by 4 foot mural, and it's yellow cedar. It's a warrior canoe. I'm actually learning a lot from him. I learned how to carve Bella Coola style, and my style is a contemporary style. The process of carving is a good process because you actually get to see the wood come to life, because the wood has a mind of its own and it's got a spirit, and the wood tells you as a carver, as an artist, what to carve, because you just look at it, a piece of wood, and you could just see it, you know, it speaks to you. And I've been carving for roughly about 4 years. I can honestly say that carving's actually saved my life, you know, because before this I was on the streets, I was doing drugs, doing crime, but I learned how to carve in jail, and it's actually keep me out of trouble and give me a sense of who I was supposed to be, you know, what I was supposed to be doing. That's right. I come from a line of master carvers. I've never been any kind of artist until this one night when I started my jail bit. I had a dream of my cousin, and he told me that he's passing his talents on to me. And the next day, I just had this hankering for art. I couldn't go to sleep at night. I had designs in my head. I had ideas for totem poles, you know, and I didn't even know how to carve. I learned from a master carver in Mountain Institution named Reuben Jimmy, and he went to residential school with my mom and dad, and I told him who my parents were, and he wanted to teach me right away because he knew my parents and he went to residential school with them. And then he just wanted to teach me, and he taught me everything that he knows about carving. So I learned from him. I sat beside him for 3 years in jail in the hobby shop there. I just want to keep learning and keep carving. You know, bring some culture back to my area. It's just like a waterfall coming out of you. Waterfall of art.
The moon mask over there in the corner and the sun mask over here. And as you can see, I kind of got like human, and they're all holding paddles. Then down here is the hummingbird. And then over here is Frog Woman. And then down here is going to be a little boy. And up here is going to be a bear. And then down here is beaver. It's my inspiration in my life, yeah. And that's the most important thing in the world right now is Native culture. There's only maybe 1.5 million Native people in Canada. Being survivors, we have been survivors all our lives. That's all we have, you know, is our culture and our beliefs and our traditions of what we are carrying on. And that's one thing about art, our artwork, is when we do it, everything is spiritual and magical. I wound up suffering for a few years, incarcerated. But when I saw an opportunity like carving, and I knew it was Aboriginal. I fell in love with it instantly. You know, it changed my life dramatically from, you know, possibility of death. You know, I'm a traditional artist, and I believe in, like, this is the love of my life. To me, my artwork is like a beautiful woman. It's a life giver. It gives life. It comes to life. It's like having a baby. I bring it to life. And when people see it, they'll be astonished.
Leonard Paquette and Murphy George are First Nations carvers and are working on a piece just right next to us downtown Prince George.